The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
And Aitken comes from the back, gets the steal, coast-to-coast, layup up and in. Courtney Aitken with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 8-0 Centura.
Tonight, it's the finals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament in St. Paul, as Kearney Catholic battles the Centura girls and the Ravenna boys. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Veronic right wing, 8 seconds, stops, gets a little room, throws the three up and in. Needing a three to tie. Fitzgerald across the timeline, 10 seconds, comes to the right side, stutter dribble up to Squire. Squire's ball fake, gets the three away, and it's good!
Up first, Red Hot Centura looks to take round one from the Stars as the teams play again tomorrow night. The boys' championship features defending champion Kearney Catholic trying to avenge a double overtime loss to Ravenna from earlier this year. It's the Lou Platte Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to St. Paul with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from St. Paul High School. Welcome back for championship number two of the 2012 Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament as the unbeaten 18-0 top-ranked Blue Jays of Ravenna take on the 16-3 defending tournament champion Kearney Catholic Stars in the renewal of one of the best rivalries not only in the Lou Platte Conference but in all of the area. Just had a great girls basketball game. The championship goes to Centura, a 50-48 win over Kearney Catholic. We'll talk with the coaches at halftime. Another couple of good ones going on at the Viero Event Center. The Overton girls take a 63-59 win over Amherst to win the Fort Kearney Conference Championship. Currently, it is Loomis and Overton playing in the boys' title game. You can hear that on PlatteRiverPreps.com or ESPN 1460 and 1550 on your AM dial. In the boys' consolation game, Donovan Trumbull has taken a 14-13 lead over Gibbon at the end of one quarter of play. And in the consolation game on the girls' side, it was Ravenna 57 and Ord 45. The first meeting between these teams went double overtime. Kearney Catholic led the whole way until Connor Veronic hit a three-pointer with 4 seconds to go in regulation to send it to overtime. Then David Squires hit a three-pointer for Kearney Catholic with 4 seconds in the first overtime to send it to a second overtime. And that's where Ravenna was able to get one possession lead and the ball, make some free throws, and win it 69-65 to remain undefeated on the season. Kearney Catholic, they have not lost a game by more than six. They're 16-3. They lost that in double overtime in the Holiday Tournament Championship game. North Platte St. Pat's came back and clipped them 58-56. And then McCook got them a couple of weekends ago right before the conference tournament by a score of 54-48. We'll take a break, be back, give you the starting lineups, get you ready for the championship right here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Nicola looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds to Ernst, the other two, a Nicola, shot good!
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hit. Ravenna Pep Band is here. I'll tell you what, Kearney Catholic had both their teams in the championship game, but the Ravenna fans have taken the place of the Centura fans, and Centura fans have stuck around for this. But great crowd on hand here. St. Paul, one of the first gyms in all of our listening area to really build up after the tornado took it out over 20 years ago. And boy, it looks just as nice today, and they've done a great job here with the conference tournament. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by our friends from Five Points Bank. Your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. The visitors are the Stars of Kearney Catholic. They will go with number 21, a 6-foot junior, Brian Hoosman. Number 23, a 5'9 senior, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 30, 6'1 junior, Alex Lease. Number 32, 5'9 senior, Tyson Colling. And number 34, 6'2 junior, David Squires. Head coach of the Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, Blake Cover, and Matt Johnson, 16-3 on the season, ranked number 8 and 9 in the two major newspapers in Class C1. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 21 is a 5'11 senior, Trevor Saborn. Number 25 is a 6'3 senior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31 is a 6'6 senior, Connor Baronic. Number 32 is a 5'11 senior, Mark Cremosta. And number 43 is a 6'1 senior, Lucas Wilkie. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Shermer, Randy Bastet, and Adam Mingus. They are a perfect 18-0 on the season, ranked number one in the state of Nebraska in Class C2. But they've got a bone to pick with Kearney Catholic, who knocked them into the third place game last year by beating them in the semifinals. The Stars went on to win the championship. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with the start of the championship boys game right after this from St. Paul.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And once again, just like they did for the girls' game, the lights out, the gymnasium, the serious play, the introduction of the starters here today. Ravenna had a great season last year, but they didn't make the tournament finals. They didn't make the state final, and they want to make sure that those are two tournament titles they bring home this year. The last run for the big three, Anderson, Saborn, and Baronic, who have been part of this starting five their whole career. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Kearney Catholic in the traveling green with gold trim, Ravenna in the home white with blue trim, as we're ready for the 2012 Boys New Platte Conference Championship. It will be Ravenna from left to right and Kearney Catholic from right to left as you view along your radio dial. They shake hands. Everybody knows everybody. Brian Groupie, Joe Wells, Kevin Wood, your three-man officiating crew, as we are ready to get this championship game underway. Can it live up to the billing the second time around, and can they take it to the wire like the girls? The opening tip is fought for, and Kearney Catholic will have the basketball against the Ravenna man-to-man defense. Alex Lease out on the right side of the court with a basketball on the wing. He'll give it to Fitzgerald. Both teams look at threes. Fitzgerald drives on Saborn, kicks the pass out. Squires for three and hit it. David Squires hits the three-point bucket and Kearney Catholic draws first blood. Now Ravenna's turn. Saborn to Anderson. Lots of screens. Who can fight off those picks the best? Who can hit those threes? Wilkie drops the ball. Now he's trapped in the corner. But Anderson comes over and takes the pass. Back up top to Cremosta. Mark to Baronic. Baronic is guarded by Brian Hoosman. Hoosman, who missed some time with that knee injury, is back, and Kearney Catholic's probably best defender on a very balanced ball club. Right now, Cremosta drops the basketball, knocked out of his hands. Tyson Anderson picks it up. Good defense, but they get it underneath. There's Saborn for the layup. Up and in on the assist by Anderson. And the first bucket of the ball game for Trevor Saborn. He led them in the easy win over Donovan Trumbull in the semifinals. And now Kearney Catholic throws it away, trying to get the ball up the floor. They overshoot David Squires. Kearney Catholic had to hold on to beat Gibbon, 52-44. Again, Donovan Trumbull had a 14-13 first quarter lead over Gibbon in the consolation game, which is already underway down at Wood River. So Ravenna will get the ball back here off of the Stars turnover. Things have quieted down here as the teams feel each other out. Drive Anderson, dish to Cremosta, can't get it to go. The ball's punched around. It goes all the way out to the top of the circle to Connor Baronic. Swings it over to Cremosta, drives right baseline, cut off by Hoosman. Looks for the cutter, throws it behind Saborn. It ends up in Wilkie's hands, and he scores. Saborn played patty cake with that ball all the way through the lane. And then when he didn't catch it, Wilkie was right there. Kearney Catholic breaks the press. Leakes takes it at Baronic, a 360, and Connor still there, blocks the shot. Great play both ends, and Baronic with an outlet pass there. Boy, you don't see the 360 very often, and Connor Baronic still blocked it. Anderson for three. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by David Squires. Out to Lease. The Stars want to run over low to the left side to Fitzgerald, right in front of the Ravenna bench. Comes into the paint at Baronic. Has to dish it off to Hoosman. Puts up the 10-footer and scores. Brian Hoosman knocks down the bucket, and Kearney Catholic has the lead. 5-4 at the other end, a drive and a foul on Kearney Catholic. First foul of the game, and it's going to go on David Squires. And at the line to shoot a pair of free throws will be Trevor Saborn. Saborn eyes the front of the rim, fires it up and in. So we are tied at 5. Kearney Catholic is going to bring into the ball game Connor Streit. As a team, Ravenna shoots 73% from the line. Second free throw up and in. And it is 6-5. Ravenna will take the lead. Right back. 23.5 points a game is what Connor Baronic is averaging. 14 for Zaborn, 12 for Anderson. Here's a little bounce pass through the lane to the cutter, Hoosman, who puts it up and in. So it looks like both teams have found a couple things they can do offensively to have success. And when you play each other as many times as these teams have, it's hard to find something new. But the Stars right now working on Saborn. It's Streit, ball knocked away, calling out of bounds. Ravenna will get it underneath their own hoop. 3 minutes into the boys' championship, 7-6 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Ravenna ball, get it down to Cremosta. Somehow the ball got to him through the double team, but then when he turned around, he took an extra step and walked with the basketball. That will be Ravenna's first turnover. And coming into the ball game now for Coach Paul Baronic, we've got Sid Techmeyer and Trace Armstrong. Trace had a big game and early in that game against Donovan to help them get off to that good start. Maybe his best game of the year. Kearney Catholic basketball, as we get back to action here, they'll get it into the hands of Colling. Up the floor, underneath. Fitzgerald drives, but he hits the bottom of the rim on the way up for the layup, and the rebound brought down to Connor Baronic. Outlet to Saborn. His pass deflected away, but picked up there by Sid Techmeyer. 7-6, Stars by one. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Up top with it, Anderson. Gets by one man, draws the double team. We've got a jump ball. Tying it up there was Tyson Colling. The arrow points the way of Ravenna, so they'll maintain possession. Stars are going to sub Blake Holtmeyer in. Now we've got everybody coming up off the bench. Also, Brett James. Now for Ravenna. They will run back in Lucas Wilkie and Mark Cremosta after a short breather. Baronic to throw it in, so the starting five back in. And driving in is going to be Saborn. The ball knocked out of his hand. Saborn got tripped up and went down hard, but they say it will just belong to Ravenna. Baronic to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Connor, backdoor bounce pass to Wilkie, puts up the contested shot, no good. Then he's over the back of Alex Lease and will commit the personal foul. Lucas Wilkie with the first foul of the game on Ravenna, and that will allow them to put some full court pressure on. But first, here comes Trace Armstrong and Sid Techmeyer right back into the basketball game. So playing a little offensive-defensive switch here, Coach Paul Baranek. And here we go. Stars to throw it in. They get it into Fitzgerald. Right back to Blake Holtmeyer after he drew the double team up ahead to Lease. Knocked away from behind by Baranek. Coach Paul Baranek telling us after their semifinal win, they've had to change their presses up a little bit because people are, well, you play them enough, you watch them on film, they know how to break it, or at least they have a game plan to break it. Fitzgerald, the inbounds pass to the front corner. Takes it to the right side of the key. Throws it over to Alex Lease up top against the Ravenna man-to-man. He's guarded by Armstrong. Lease trying to take him off the dribble. Instead, he'll dish it over to Fitzgerald. We've been on 7-6 now for a little while. Right side, open three on the way. Connor Strike, but it is no good. Long rebound comes out to Trace Armstrong. And here come the Blue Jays. Connor Baranek has yet to get a shot away here for Ravenna. He now has it on Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is going to be called for the foul. Baranek was ready to take him to the baseline, and Holtmeyer didn't get in his way quick enough. His first and the team's second. Again, earlier, outstanding game. Centura 50, Kearney Catholic 48 of the girls. Anderson wide open on the inbounds pass, drives into the paint instead of taking the jumper, and he will draw the foul. And Connor Stride has picked up his first personal foul. Earlier tonight, the Kearney boys got a taste of the number one team in the state in Omaha Central, and Central jumped out big in the first quarter and never looked back, winning it 68-34. The free throw by Tyson Anderson, his first of the ball game, is on the way. Can't get it to go. Here comes Matt Moore for the Stars. Moore, Holtmeyer, Strite, Lease, and Fitzgerald. They go small. Second free throw is good. So Anderson ties the ball game at 7 with 3:45 now to go in quarter number one. Up the floor with it is Alex Lease. Finds the trailer, Strike. Strike to the baseline, has room, decides not to take the shot, and then they call him for the travel. Turnover number two on Kearney Catholic. So much passing has to be executed well between these two teams because they know each other so well. They know where the traps are coming. They know when the double teams are coming. Kramost in the front court now for the Blue Jays. Works his way through traffic. Back up top, Baranek high post. Anderson spins towards the hoop. Lays it up with the offhand. No good. Wilkie outpowers for the ball. Puts it up and in. 4 points for Wilkie, who had 15 in the semifinal win. 9-7 Ravenna. Oh, what a pass to Fitzgerald. And the reverse layup good on the assist from Alex Lease in transition. What a pass from Lease. 9-9. Well, if it keeps up like this, this is going to be four quarters of enjoyable basketball as Alex Lease deflects the ball and makes the steal. Two turnovers apiece. Fitzgerald, well, he's in trouble, and he has it deflected and taken away by Connor Baranek. Up ahead to Wilkie. The uncontested layup is good. Six for Wilkie, and it's an 11-9 Ravenna lead. Ball kicked away all the way to the other end. It was not touched by Ravenna, and back-to-back turnovers by the Stars. Sometimes you got to slow it down a little bit, and that's hard for these two teams to do. Squires is back in for Kearney Catholic, and they also bring Hoosman back in. Kearney Catholic's got to get their five guys off the on the floor through the substitutions there. So Hoosman, Colling, Moore, Squires, and Lease, and for Ravenna, they have their original five starters in there again, and the ball tipped away from Saborn, but Wilkie's there in the right place at the right time. Get it into Saborn, draws the double team out to Cremosta. Mark for three, it's good. 3 point, the first one of the ball game for Ravenna, and Cremosta makes it a 5-point lead. Ravenna on a 7-0 run. They're up 14-9, 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Jump pass left wing, Squires corner three. Oh, Baranek got over there to get a hand on it. Baranek flew from the paint to the left corner as David Squires is smiling. He says, I can't believe you got there. Blocked by Baranek, his second. And coming in now, Garrett Irvine for Ravenna. And Trace Armstrong also in. Pretty impressive as David Squires talks to official Joe Wells, waiting for the subs to get done. Now we're ready, inbound at the corner to Hoosman. Hoosman trying to get around Baranek up top. Lease, Alex for three. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound, high in the air. Matt Moore stole it away, and he'll score. Matt Moore in the land of giants. at 5'8", found a way to get in there and score, and that snaps the 7-0 run by the Blue Jays. 14-11 Ravenna, a minute 45 to go, first quarter, the Lou Platt championship game here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, St. Paul. Baronic's first shot of the game is a pull-up jumper from 12. Will not go. Rebound is brought down by Brian Hoosman. On the outlet, the ball gets lost. They step on the sideline, and the fifth turnover here for Kearney Catholic. In the boys' Fort Kearney Conference Championship game, Loomis 15, Overton 8 at the end of one quarter of play. Overton has two losses this year, one to Loomis, and Loomis off to a good start at the Viero Events Center. Earlier tonight, Overton won the girls' game. They led by four at the end of each quarter, including the fourth, 63-59. Again, they're on ESPN 1460, 1550. Baronic drives, draws the double team, leaves it off for Bauer to Irvine, Garrett Irvine. Lays it up and in. Baronic, he knows they're going to guard him. One, two, three guys, so he's got to find the open man, and he did there. 16-11, and Kearney Catholic with a long pass has it stolen away. The Stars keep turning it over. Baronic with the steal. Anderson with the three. It is no good. Rebound trying to run it down. It is going to be Tyson Colley on the dead sprint. Gives it underneath to Fitzgerald. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Kicks it out to Squires. Fakes the three. Now drives in traffic. Whistle and foul. All kinds of action in a short amount of time, and Connor Baronic commits the foul. So David Squires, who just got a three-pointer block, saw someone out of the corner of his eye, so he pulled it back down, let him fly by, the defender did, then got it into the paint and ran into two more white shirts. And the first of two free throws for Squires is up, and it is in. In the boys' consolation game, they have made it to halftime. It is Gibbon 28 and Donovan Trumbull 20 at the half. 28-20, Gibbon leading Donovan Trumbull at the half at Wood River. Now the second free throw on the way for David Squires. Rattles in and out, no good. And Baronic will pull down his third rebound. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Saborn into the paint, kicks it out of the wing to Cremosta. Back up top, Anderson calling on him. Saborn now in the left-hand corner with Lease on him and the man-to-man. Squires just kind of hanging out in the paint. If Wilkie wants to go out, they'll let him. Baronic drives and dishes it into the corner to Cremosta. Back up Anderson. Skip it over to Wilkie. Wilkie down into the corner to Cremosta. Back up top to Saborn. 23 seconds to go. Now Ravenna might pull it out and play for the last shot. Saborn at midcourt, but Lease is on him. 5-second count is on. Better do something with it. Finally picked it up on about a 4.5 count to Baronic. 12 seconds. Connor guarded by Hoosman. Trying to shake him, does, draws the double team with Squires. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, pass out to Anderson. Back to Baronic, a three at the horn, it's good. Connor Baronic with his first bucket of the ball game was a three at the horn. And after one, it's Ravenna 19 and Kearney Catholic 12. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Championships brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at St. Paul. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Peters and the entire crew here, as always, at St. Paul for their hospitality. We go to the second quarter. It is 19-12 in favor of Ravenna after hitting that three-pointer by Connor Baronic at the end of the quarter. And that seven-point lead is now the largest of the game. Doesn't feel like a seven-point game, but a run there of about four straight turnovers and five possessions really hurt Kearney Catholic. And let Ravenna go on a 7-0 run and take that lead. Now it's 19-12. Driving in, calling, passes up the shot, throws it back out weak side to Hoosman on Anderson. Lost the ball, falls down. It's going to roll out of bounds, and it'll be off the Stars. Seventh turnover for Kearney Catholic, two for Ravenna. Three-point shooting, Stars 1 of 3, Ravenna 2 of 4. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 for Ravenna, and 1 of 2 for Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, at the halftime, we'll talk with both the coaches from the girls' championship game, which Centura won by a score of 50-48, and now Ravenna gives it right back to Stars with the steal, as Matt Moore will pick it up and get it into the front court. Stars looking for first blood here in quarter number two, just like they got in the first quarter of play. Driving Hoosman. Oh, he took a lot of steps, but he gets the finger roll up and in. Brian Hoosman with a team-high 6 points now, and it's 19-14. He exploded off that left elbow and took two big steps into the paint and just finger rolled it over the front of the rim. So the ball now back over to the Blue Jays. Saborn up top, swings it over to Moronic, guarded by Hoosman. Both teams man-to-man. Moronic tries to drive, keeps the dribble, works his way to the free throw line, takes the shot and hits it. Boy, when Connor is hitting, it's hard to guard him. He works his way to a jumper. He's got 5 points. 6 points by Lucas Wilkie actually is the team high. The Stars do a good job of breaking the press, and they find Hoosman underneath. Back-to-back buckets by Brian Hoosman. 21-16 Jays, 6.5 to go in the first half. Exciting Blue Platte basketball. Moronic takes another lean, decides not to take the shot. He'll kick it out to Saborn, who breaks the twine. A three-pointer for Trevor Saborn, and he's got 7. At the other end, a layup by Fitzgerald missed. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson. And Ravenna's got a chance here to get this into a double-digit lead, but they don't because they throw the basketball away. Checking in now, a whole host of folks for both teams. Holt Meyer and calling in for the Stars. Techmeyer, Armstrong, and Irvine in for the Blue Jays. Saborn and Baronic stay in for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic has more. Holt Meyer, Squires, Hoosman. The pass up to him. It goes through his hands, and here we go again. Stars having trouble hanging on to the basketball. Again, if you've been in and out with us here in the Fort Kearney Conference, after 1, the Lubas boys lead Overton 15-8. In the consolation of the FKC boys, Gibbon leads at half 28-20 over Donovan Trumbull. Earlier tonight, Ravenna girls finished with a 57-45 win in the third-place game over Ord. And Overton won the girls' Fort Kearney Conference Championship 63-59 over Amherst. Here's Centura girls beat Kearney Catholic 50-48. Great, great game. Blue Jays being a little patient here, working the ball around the perimeter. They get it out. Double-teamed at the three-point line with his back to the bucket is Veronic, so he gets rid of it. Now they try to get it to him, and he's going to be fouled. Stars trying to squeeze in on Baronic, and the foul going to be called on Brian Hoosman, trying to work his way off a pick. First foul on Hoosman, fourth team foul on the Stars. Nobody with multiple fouls yet in the basketball game. As Techmeyer's out, and Anderson's back in. Ravenna ball underneath the hoop. They get it down low to Irvine. He's well guarded by Squires, kicks it out top to Anderson. Quickly gives it to Saborn, who gets it out top to Armstrong, and they'll have to reset it. 24-16 Ravenna, 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Anderson backs his way into the lane, now kicks it out in the corner to Irvine, to Baronic. He's posted up, but about 12 feet away from the hoop on the baseline. Tries to back his way in, fires over to Armstrong, couldn't make a clean catch because he was trying to shoot and had to regather it, so they'll reset. Baronic out on the left wing, Matt Moore on him. Connor picks his dribble up. Back out top to Armstrong. Good defense by the Stars. This trip down the floor. Now a back cut is taken away by Connor Streit. Turnover Ravenna. To the other end, Holtmeyer puts it up and in, but they wave it off with a walk. Stars with too many turnovers here in the first half. Coach Don Lease looks to his assistant coaches saying, did I miss something? 24-16. We've been on that number now for a little while. 2 out of 3 in the quarter for Ravenna. Brian Hoosman had back-to-back buckets, but that's been it for him. And Ravenna's back on offense. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, recap of the girls' championship with both head coaches and scores from around the area. Kearney High boys lost to Omaha Central, the number one team tonight, 68-34. Moronic with it. Hoosman went to poke it away, couldn't get it. Now Connor puts it on the floor, forces his way in, off the glass and in. Connor Baronic, since he's grown to 6'6", uses his body a little bit better, and Kearney Catholic's going to call the timeout. With 4:06 remaining in the first half of play, Ravenna has stretched the lead to 10. Blue Jays 26, Stars 16. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
4:06 to go before halftime. Doug Goodall, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here. This is opposite of the first meeting between the teams. Kearney Catholic got off to a good start against Ravenna and took the lead into halftime, and Ravenna had to catch them with a heck of a run in the fourth quarter. Now the Blue Jays try to go with a little half-court trap. Lease looking for someone to get it to. Does. Gets it over on the left wing to Strait. Connor Strait gets it to Holtmeyer. It's tipped out of his hands. And Ravenna just a little quicker in those passing lanes so far tonight. Squires to throw it in here for the Stars. Looks baseline, now has to go all the way out towards midcourt to find his teammate, Tyson Colling. Back in the paint, driving, but hitting the front of the rim again is Connor Strite. The rebound brought down by Lucas Wilkie. Stars have hit the rim 2 or 3 times now when they went in for the layup. That just shows you how tough that defense is of the Blue Jays. Baronic works, takes the shot. That's too strong. Off the mark by quite a bit that time for Connor. Rebound brought down by Tyson Colling. Around the double team, goes to the baseline. Strite throws it back out top to Colling. He'll put the one-hand runner up and no good. Stars can't throw it in the ocean right now. Squires tried to save the basketball, but they said he was out of bounds. And so it goes back over to Ravenna. 26-16 Ravenna, 3:15 to go in the first half. Armstrong in and Anderson out here for Coach Paul Baronic. The Jays a perfect 18-0 on the season. Saborn up the floor now. Trying to get around that double team. Gives it to Baronic, takes it right back into the corner to Wilkie. Wilkie's jumper is too strong. It is no good. It goes out of bounds. And they'll say that was Kearney Catholic ball. I think that was a three-pointer by Ravenna. I couldn't tell in the corner from the referee signal as we sit high atop here in the wrestling area as we have since this gym has been built. Stars trouble getting it in just about the 5-second count, but they find Lease in the middle. Gives it right back to Connor Strite, who dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. And the Stars are not handling Ravenna's pressure tonight. That is their 10th turnover. And Keegan Fitzgerald will re-enter the basketball game, as will Brett James. Again, a great crowd on hand. Ravenna always follows well. Some Centura fans, of course, stayed over from the girls' game to watch this boys' championship on a Monday night. All these tournament games snowed out over the weekend. So Fort Kearney, Lou Platte, Twin Valley, Southern Nebraska, Loup Valley, all those finishing up tonight. Hoosman just about picked the pocket of Baronic, but Connor got it back, gives it over to Armstrong. Back to Connor Baronic, an open three. Was it tipped? No, it went out of bounds. And that one didn't touch anything for Connor, and so he's a little off, but he still has 7 points. Seems like he hasn't done a whole lot scoring. He's been distributing the basketball, but he's got 7, and the score remains 26-16. The Stars have been on 16 for nearly 3 minutes, over 3 minutes. Now a reach-in foul. No, a travel. Lee's trying to get away from the double team at midcourt, and they call in for a travel. Alex says they're smacking me on the arm. And that'll be the 11th turnover for the Stars. And 3 in short time here. 2:26 to go as the scoring has come to a halt. Ravenna against the man-to-man. Swings it over to Baronic. Hoosman on him. Connor off the pick and roll. Wilkie was there. Can't get it to him. Holtmeyer on Baronic. Gives it to Saborn off a high screen. Tries the bounce pass underneath to Cremose to let him a little too much. And out of bounds. I think Trevor's wondering why Mark didn't get that. Well, he just couldn't get to the spot in time, and the pass was a little low. That is the 6th turnover for Ravenna. Again, remember, coming up, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So stay with us as we give you all the stats. Tomorrow night, we're back here on Classic Hits 98.9 at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic will host Centura in a boys-girls doubleheader, and that girls a rematch of tonight's championship game. Against the press, Holtmeyer will throw over the top of it to Hoosman. Back over on the wing, open three. Fitzgerald won't go. They're just not getting enough time to set up. And the three-pointer is no good. Armstrong with the rebound. And up the floor, right in front of the bench, it's stolen away by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald going in for the layup, and he is fouled. Trace Armstrong was trying to time it just right so he could block the shot, but Fitzgerald gave him a little double clutch. And Trace Armstrong with his first personal foul, just the third foul on Ravenna. And Keegan Fitzgerald will go to the line for the first time. 2 points, one rebound so far for Fitzgerald. And the free throw by Keegan is on the way, and it is in. And that's the first point in nearly 4 minutes here for Kearney Catholic. 26-17 Ravenna. 1:46 to go before halftime. Fitzgerald now with his second free throw, and that one sitting on a rim and in. So Keegan able to hit them both. 26-18 Blue Jays. Baronic to bring the ball up the floor. He gets by Hoosman all the way to the left elbow now and decides to peel it off to Garrett Irvine. Back up top Armstrong over to Anderson for the three. Tyson is short. Ball is tapped. Brett James picks up the loose ball. Back to Fitzgerald up the left side. Keegan gets by Armstrong, who got tripped up. Fires it into the corner. Faking the three, Hoosman takes it to the paint. The finger roll in and out. It was all the way down and came back out. Tyson Anderson with the rebound. And Coach Paul Baronic says, let's call a timeout. We're not doing anything offensively either. 1:15 to go in the first half of play. It's Ravenna 26, Kearney Catholic 18. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Championship here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And we have a minute 15 to go before halftime of our boys' championship game. Kearney Catholic taking a little extra time in the huddle here. And now Colin Petrie is going to check in. They're taking as much time as they can. Petrie's going to check in. And also checking in will be Connor Streit. As we come out of the timeout, 26-18. Ravenna with the lead. It was 19-12 at the end of one. Connor Baronic hit his first bucket of the game right at the first quarter buzzer. It happened to be a three, and it kind of changed the complexion of the game. It was back and forth the whole way, and then it went from 4-7, and Kearney Catholic hasn't been able to do much since. It's been a low-scoring second quarter. Against pressure, Ravenna gets it in to Cremosta from Anderson. Back to Baronic. They're still in the backcourt. Throws over the double team to Cremosta. That was really close to 10 seconds. Cremosta steps through the double team, and now a reach-in foul called on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on David Squires, his second and the team's fifth. So Ravenna will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Let's see what the Blue Jays have set up. They'll go vertical along the free throw line, and Baronic to throw it in. Looking for Saborn. He's covered. They have to go out top for Anderson. Lee's got a fingernail on it, but not enough to steal it. Back to Baronic on the right wing. Calling on him. Between the circles, they'll go to Saborn. 50 seconds to go in the half. 26-18. Remember, Ravenna, this is all off of a timeout they just took. Over to Anderson. High pass. He got it. He drives into the paint. Double clutch. Puts it up and in. Tyson Anderson with his first field goal of the ball game. He hasn't scored much here in the last two games at St. Paul. He was held just 3 points against Donovan Trumbull. They didn't need it that night. Kearney Catholic up the floor, down 10. Swing over to the right side. Three-pointer on the way, but it is too strong. Stars are not hitting the threes. The rebound is brought down by Mark Cremosta. Fight for it. He gets out of there with it. 20 seconds to go before halftime. Into the front court they come to Baronic. Back up top Anderson with 15. Back to Connor. Holtmeyer went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Baronic drives baseline. Cut off by Petrie. Kicks it out with 9. And Anderson's going to be fouled there by Alex Lease. He got around him, and so Lease grabbed the arm. And that'll be the first foul on Alex Lease. It's just the sixth team foul, so no free throws. Loomis and Overton are now tied at the half, 23-23. In the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Championship at the Fiero Events Center on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 8 seconds to go in the half. Blue Jay ball, front court on the side. Veronik to throw it in. He get it to Anderson, right back to Connor. He checks the clock. He didn't have much time to mess around. Top of the circle, right side. Good defensive pressure. Tried to get it under Saborn. The ball is deflected away by Holtmeyer, and the steal is made at the buzzer. But at halftime, Ravenna's got the lead by 10. It is the Blue Jays 28 and Kearney Catholic 18. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back to St. Paul High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in the local yellow pages. At half, it's Ravenna 28 and Kearney Catholic 18. It's the boys' championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference, or the Luplat Conference Tournament. We'll give you the scores from the Fort Kearney and from around the area in just a little bit. But earlier tonight, had a great girls' basketball game that was won by Centura 50-48. They're now 21-1. The Stars are 17-4, and we are joined by Coach Kathy Mettenbrink. And Coach, was it as exciting down on the floor as it was watching?
Well, it was probably a little too exciting.
You got off to a good start for the folks that didn't hear the entire ball game. You got out to a good start, and then Kearney Catholic went on a little bit of a run. You had to burn a couple timeouts early. Mestel got the better of Courtney a couple of times, but then both those girls got into foul trouble. Brooklyn Ninch stepped up big, and so did Taylor Wetzel. Hit some big three-pointers for you in the first half.
Well, I thought in the first quarter we didn't do a very good job of valuing the basketball. We had 8 or 9 turnovers right off the bat, and Messel's probably kind of caught Courtney off guard, and she didn't take care of the basketball. But, you know, we got down 6-7, and then back-to-back possessions on transition. Taylor Wetzel hits 2 three-pointers in a corner, which was huge, and kind of got us back in the ball game. And then, you know, Brooklyn Nitch hit a couple more trays, which kind of, you know, when they went zone, which kind of helped us out offensively.
She looked like she really had confidence tonight. And you guys were setting up. You set up a couple of plays for her, especially at the end of the quarter, trying to get her open in the corner, and she was there for you.
Yeah. You know, she's a great shooter, you know, and she's come a long ways this last half of the season. So she did a great job for us tonight. And, you know, right at the end of the third quarter, we ran a play for Nitch, and they covered it. And then Courtney stepped back and looked at the clock and hit a three-pointer, which was big going into the fourth quarter. You know, and then got late in the fourth quarter. You know, we hit free throws really well in the first half. And then, we got down the stretch where we had a chance to, you know, just win the ball game and, you know, make a 7-8 point ball game. And, geez, we missed free throws after free throws. And, you know, and then we gave them a chance to get in the game and about lost it.
Well, the two free throws that Courtney missed, one, she got her own rebound, the key one there with 20 seconds left that set her up to get back there and make it a four-point game. But then on the other one, she stepped right in the passing lane and made the steal and got the layup for you. So did some really good things.
Yeah.
You get to the end of the ball game, you guys have been able to do this with whoever your kids have been. You've been able to milk the clock a little bit and be good at the free throw line. And for the most part, you're able to do that, but it got a little nerve-wracking there at the very end when you guys turned it over with 3 seconds left.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't have any timeouts either, so we were kind of trying to do everything on the fly, which I probably would have done some things a little different if I had a timeout and got them a little organized. But we didn't have that, so we were kind of just seeing what was going to happen. And, you know, like I said, it come down to kind of free throws again. And we had a good defensive stop at the end, so I don't remember who helped out on dribble attack, but it was a big stop.
Well, Aitken's the one that stepped over after the ball fake and got in there in Baum's way. But it's been a while. For a while there, it seemed like we were playing the tournament championship on Monday night about every year. And then that always means that you have to play Kearney Catholic again the next night. And for years, whoever wins on the championship doesn't come back the next time for whatever reason with the same level. And it's going to be hard to match this level tomorrow. What are you anticipating tomorrow? What do you got to do a little differently? Because I doubt you'll shoot 70% from three-point landing.
Probably not, but, you know, I think there's a lot on the line for tomorrow night's ball game. It's the season championship tomorrow night, and, you know, it is tough to come back, but, you know, it's something that's got to be done, and hopefully we can give it our best shot tomorrow night.
Well, great game, Kathy. Thanks for the time. We'll see you tomorrow night in Kearney.
Okay, thanks.
Kathy Benton, head coach of the Centurions, 20 consecutive wins. They're now 21-1 on the season with a 50-48 victory. Rick Petrie of the Kearney Catholic Stars also joining us here at the half, as he always does. Going to be a tough one. This is one of those where just a play here or a play there made the difference. And Rick, so many times you held Centura to one bucket in the fourth quarter. They made some free throws, but it was at five so many times here, and you took a while to cut it down to four and three and two, but your kids stuck with it.
Yeah, they did. You know, I'm really proud of the way they competed the fourth quarter. You know, like you said, a couple things here or there, and, you know, maybe it's a little bit different ballgame.
What do you think the difference was? It obviously affected you when Mestel picked up her third foul with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter and
had
to go to the bench.
That was big, because then we didn't, you know, then we allowed their shooters to get open and we didn't rotate as much. And our matchups become a little bit different, you know, with her out. So, you know, we lose a little bit of size. And to be honest, offensively, she was playing great. And, you know, not having her that whole fourth quarter kind of hurt us.
You used a lot of your bench tonight, and you knew that Centura wasn't going to use a lot of their bench. Did that pan out in the fourth quarter, do you think? Did it help you come back?
I thought they got a little tired. You know, they made a couple mistakes down the stretch and missed some free throws that, you know, maybe if they're a little bit fresher, they make. But, you know, I kind of thought that I was going to try and get all of our kids in just for a little bit, if nothing else, and let them experience, you know, what it's like to be on the floor during the conference championship. And to their credit, you know, they all came in and did pretty much what we asked them to do.
There were some good attempts at steals out there. You got a couple instead of just fouling Centura when they went into their weave a little bit. You had kids that went for the ball and made some plays out there. As I just talked with Kathy, and we've said this before, numerous times you guys have had to play on Monday because of a storm and then play on Tuesday. And the team that wins on Monday doesn't do too good on Tuesday. What do you got to do different tomorrow? As I told Kathy, I doubt they'll shoot 70% from three-point land. The 7-10 is what I had them for, but what do you do tomorrow?
They were pretty good that second quarter, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, and that's just one of those things. You know, to be honest, we need to challenge them a little bit more defensively. I think that's one thing. And the other thing is, you know, we got to finish inside a little bit better. You know, Theron and Megan kind of struggled. You know, they were letting him play, and you got to play through that and find a way to get it done.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow back in the friendly confines.
Yep, should be another fun one.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They finish as the runner-up 50-48 tonight, but they're 17-4 on the season. Again, tomorrow we will have the Centura Kearney Catholic doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Let's do a quick run-through of our boys' first-half stats as we're moving right along. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore has 2 points and one rebound. Brian Hoosman has 8 points and a rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald, 4 points and a rebound. David Squires, 4 points and a rebound. Tyson Colling, 2 rebounds. Also one rebound for Alex Lee and Brett James. I had Kearney Catholic for 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 2 in the second. They are 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, and 11 turnovers for the Stars as they were held to 6 points there in the quarter. For Ravenna, 7 points for Trevor Saborin. Tyson Anderson, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Baronic, 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Mark Cremosta, 3 points and a rebound. Trace Armstrong, 2 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Garrett Irvine has 2 points. 19 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 3 of 8 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 8 turnovers. Ravenna leads it at the half, 28-18. We head to the third quarter next.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And we're ready to start the second half of the boys' championship game. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The Blue Jays get the ball to start the third quarter here at St. Paul, leading it 28-18 after all very low scoring for these two teams. Second quarter with the Jays outscored the Stars 9-6. Kermosta tries to get it to the cutter. Baronic trying to deny the pass. The foul will be called on Tyson Colling. His first, and overall in the foul situation, nobody for Ravenna has more than one. David Squire is the only star that has two. In the boys' consolation game, Gibbon leads Donovan Trumbull 43-38 at the end of the third quarter over at Wood River. Earlier tonight, Ravenna beat Ord 57-45. At halftime, Loomis and Overton are tied at 23 in the Fort Kearney Conference boys' final. Overton girls beat Amherst 63-59. Earlier tonight, and also Omaha Central rolled Kearney's boys 68-34 tonight as Saborn gets in the lane, puts it up, no good. Two Stars fight for it, but Fitzgerald does manage to find control of it. Up the floor they go to Hoosman underneath, back out Lease, up top Squires. Squires dribbles to the right side, gets it into the hands of Colling. Good defense by Ravenna. Colling drives, but a little one-hand teardrop, no good. Trying to throw it over Baronic. Stars aren't getting any jump shots, and the rebound is brought down by Saborn, I think that was, and up the floor they come. Saborn on the low block against Lease, tries to square up, can't get the shot. Lease with the hand at his face. So they'll kick it back out. Wilkie on the left side of the key to Baronic. Off a screen, now tries to bring it into the paint, dishes it off to Saborn. Three-pointer, good. 10 for Trevor Saborn, the fourth three of the game for the Blue Jays, and they have a 13-point lead here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. With it up top is going to be Alex Lease. Fights to the right side, Hoosman. Can't get the shot, Squires. Guarded by Wilkie. David just holds the ball. One dribble up to Fitzgerald. Fakes the three, drives in, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Hoosman, there it is. 11 of the 21 points for Kearney Catholic belong to Brian Hoosman. Fast break the other way. Wilkie partially blocked underneath by Squires as there was contact. And Fitzgerald picks it up ahead to Lease. And then Lease double dribbled the basketball as he tried to make a crossover dribble. It got caught on the crossover, and the Stars turned it over. 12 turnovers for the Stars, 8 for Ravenna. And that 8 for Ravenna is usually not quite that high in the first half. They take care of the ball, obviously one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, that they are number one and undefeated. Wilkie over the right wing, back up top to Baronic. Connor holds the ball above his head, swings it back over. Hastings College happened to play tonight, so Connor's brother Drake, always in attendance, not able to be here tonight as the grad assistant. Here's a 19-footer Saborn. It is up and it is in. His toe was on the line, so a two-pointer for Saborn, but nonetheless, he's got a dozen, and it's 33-21 Ravenna. Kearney Catholic's got to find a way to come back in this game like Ravenna did in the first meeting of the year. Fitzgerald, good dribbling, gets into the paint, but they can't take the shot. They have to shoot threes, and they hit it with Tyson Colling. Colling with his first bucket of the ball game as they fast break the other way. Ravenna tries to get it underneath to Wilkie. It's deflected out of bounds by Fitzgerald. The Stars, every time they get into the paint, there's Connor Baronic, and there's nothing they can do with him. They can't throw it over him. They can't fade it away. I mean, he's 6'6". He's going to get his share of blocks. He's already got a couple in the game as Armstrong re-enters the game here for the Jays. And it is their ball underneath the hoop. Baronic to throw it in. Has to go to Armstrong, the outlet, who immediately gets it to Anderson between the circles. Wilkie to the cutter. Baronic open in the paint. He lays it up and in. And a late whistle on a foul with David Squires. A chance for a three-point play. And a chance for Baronic to get into double figures if he can the free throw. The foul on Squires will be his third. Second of the half, and Lease will come in now for Kearney Catholic. Score updates from around the area. After three, it is Loomis and Overton, 36-all in the boys' Fort Kearney Conference Championship on ESPN Radio. 14-60, 15-50, free throw Baronic. In and out, no good. He almost got his own rebound. Lease, though, able to just box him out enough. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic. Coach Don Lease thought that they might turn it over in the backcourt. He wants to talk to his troops anyway. 4:47 to go in the third quarter of play in your Lou Platt Conference Championship, brought to you by Misco Sports. It's Ravenna 35, Kearney Catholic 24.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Of course, one of the officials tonight, Kevin Wood, actually played a little bit of basketball for Don Lease at Kearney Catholic way back in the day, and then he transferred back home to Greeley. Still resides in the area, as Mr. Groupie and Mr. Joe Wells do as well. Right now it's Kearney Catholic ball, trailing 35-24. Drawing the double team is Hoosman. Jump pass to Colling, back up top, Lease. Against Baronic, takes him to the hole. Pull-up jumper hit the front of the rim, no good. Put back, no good. Rebound brought down by Baronic. Lease had put himself in great shape, even if he missed that first shot, to hit the putback, and it just rattled out. Saborn into the paint. He got pushed around. They're going to be calling a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. And I believe that was Lease and Hoosman in on that one, tying up Saborn. But Ravenna's been able to keep a comfortable lead here throughout the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. They were up 10 at half, and we've played between 8 and 13 the rest of the way. In the front court with it, Connor Streit takes it at Baronic around him, and it rolls off the rim again. Good try, but it just won't fall. Baronic with his fifth rebound. Haven't been a lot of rebounds in the game, haven't been a lot of misses. Kick it out on the right wing, Wilkie to Armstrong. Give and go back to Wilkie. Missed the short little runner, and then they're going to call him for the over-the-back foul on the miss. So both teams are missing some right inside the paint. The foul on Lucas Wilkie will be his second and the first of the half. On Ravenna, Brett James will re-enter for Kearney Catholic, and Garrett Irvine will re-enter for Ravenna. Now Blake Holtmeyer comes in for the Stars. So Holtmeyer, James, Lease, Fitzgerald, and Stride on the floor for the Stars. For Ravenna, Baronic, Armstrong, Irvine, Anderson, Saborn. Down the middle of the floor, Connor Stride trying to keep it away from Baronic's defense. Back over to Lease. Swings it over to Fitzgerald. Way out, though. Off the pick. Now he'll get the three away. Fitzgerald just out the front of the rim. No good. Holtmeyer put back again. It hits the rim. No good. And Trace Armstrong will run down the rebound. Stars can't get one in the paint. And at the other end, a charging foul on Garrett Irvine. He lost his balance a little bit. And then when he did gain his traction, Fitzgerald was in his way, which is a mismatch. So when Irvine lowered his shoulder, Fitzgerald hit the deck. First foul on Irvine. 35-24. We've had a lot of scoring droughts here since the first quarter, which was very up-tempo and very entertaining basketball, 19-12. Baronic hit a three at the horn to make it that way. But since then, not so much. 35-24, kind of like the Super Bowl yesterday. You expect to shoot out, and they got to play defense to win, which will help both of these teams a couple of weeks away from the postseason. Long pass down to Brett James. Takes it up, Baronic, kicks it back out, Fitzgerald, can't get the three, in the paint, the one-hand runner, and again, it's missed. Kearney Catholic will see Baronic get the rebound, up the floor to Saborn. Saborn in the paint, another collision, no call, kick it out for a three-pointer, it's off the mark from Sid Techmeyer, and the rebound by Alex Lease, long pass to the other end, waiting for everybody to go by, Keegan Fitzgerald missed the layup. And Saborn brings it down. That is four straight buckets Kearney Catholic has missed inside 5 feet. And Brett James now will be called for the foul. It's starting to get a little chippy because it's frustrating right now for both teams. Neither team's making anything, and they're not used to that. So much defensive pressure in the paint for Ravenna that Kearney Catholic, they're throwing up reverse layups, one-hand runners, teardrops, and none of them are going in. They did the first time they played. 2:40 to go, third quarter of our championship game. 35-24, Ravenna still has the lead. Kearney Catholic has scored 12 points since the first quarter ended. And that is 13 and a half minutes worth of basketball. Being a little patient here. They find Anderson in the lane, off balance. It won't go. Players hit the ground. The ball is slapped out. Connor Stride has it for the Stars. Tries to find an outlet. Holtmeyer doesn't have numbers. Gets it back to Colling. Ravenna picks up their defensive pressure. Colling gets it back to Lease. Alex Lease has yet to score in the game. He had a big game the first time. Lease trying to find a way around the screen. Good switch, and they'll get it back to him. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still 35-24. Stars got to find a way to break this D. Colling in the corner. They just cannot get a shot away. He'll drive in, kick it back out to James. Looks, drives, got to move, and he'll get the foul on the scoop shot. But again, James, like all the Stars, he had a clear lane to the hoop, but when he got to the hoop, then he thought he had to do something fancy and had no chance to make the bucket. Anderson did commit the foul. First foul on Anderson, and Brett James goes to the line looking for his first point of the basketball game. And the first free throw here for James is on the way, and it's good. Kearney Catholic, two threes and a free throw here in this quarter. 35-25 Jays with 1:47 to go in the third quarter. Again, earlier tonight, 50-48. Centura held off Kearney Catholic, who had a chance to win the game after a turnover in the last 3.5 seconds for Centura. The Stars had the ball right underneath their own hoop. Theron Baum got a shot, but it did not go, and it would have sent us to overtime. It was a little 8-foot runner that was too strong. Wilkie has to help out here on the inbound, so he sprints down the floor. That guy has got the Energizer Bunny motor. To Saborn, back out to Wilkie. He had 6 early. Now Baronic wide open, top of the key for 3, but it hits the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Wilkie, there he is, up and in. 8 points, 3 boards, Lucas Wilkie, 37-26. Kearney Catholic trailing by 11 to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Alex Lease picks his dribble up about 27 feet away from the hoop. Over to Matt Moore, who is back in the game. He'll go to Colling. Colling kicks it back out. Lease a long three, but he can't get it to go. Long rebound, and Saborn boxes out and gets the rebound. And for Trevor, he's not a rebounding machine, but he's got 3 this quarter. I've got Kearney Catholic 2 of 8 from three-point land. Well, let's make that 3 of 9 from three-point land. Here's a 3 the other end for Ravenna. Can't get it to go. Veronica Cussels tries to save the ball, and he's going to throw it down off the back of Huseman, who was laying out of bounds. Good save there by Connor Baronic. With 53 seconds to go in the quarter, and I would not be surprised if Ravenna went into their weave here. 5-game, whatever you want to call it. Maybe play for the last shot, unless they can get that layup. We'll find out. Well, they went for the back cut, but it's covered. So Anderson forces the shot in the paint, and he throws it in. Coach Don Lease wanted a walk, and he did not get the call. 5 points for Tyson Anderson, and the biggest lead equaled again at 13. 39-26, Fitzgerald to the other end. Kicks it in the corner. Huseman spots for 3, and he answers right back. 14 for Brian Huseman. And it's 39-29, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Saborn quickly up the floor. Back to the trailer, Baronic. Swings it left side. Anderson up top, Cremosta. Working some clock here. 20 seconds, Baronic hands it to Saborn, who brings it back out to center court. Don't have to kill a lot of time. 15 seconds, guarded by Colling. Back to the right side with the dribble. Back to the left side. Ooh, he ran right into Lease. Picked it up, goes to Baronic, underneath Anderson, great pass. The layup falls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Tyson Colling, and as he tries to get up the floor, we got a whistle with 3 seconds remaining. Kearney Catholic was trying to get up the floor quickly, and Tyson Anderson tried to prevent that with his second foul. So it'll be the Stars' ball at midcourt with 3 seconds. Trace Armstrong will come in. Garrett Irvine will come in, get some taller players out there, give a couple of the starters a breather here. Lease to throw it in. I would imagine Fitzgerald probably going to get this ball, but he's going the wrong way. He's got it, gets to half court, launches it from half court. Oh, and he almost banked it in. Off the square, went in the cylinder and kicked out. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It would have provided some momentum from the Stars, but Ravenna keeps that comfortable 10-point lead. Each team scored 11 points in the third quarter, and after 3, 39-29 Ravenna on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Time to head to the fourth quarter here. The boys championship game of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters, 39-29. And Ravenna gets the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. They have the lead by 10. 14 points for Brian Hoosman leads Kearney Catholic. For Ravenna, 12 for Trevor Savore. Connor Baronic has it in the right-hand corner. He swings it around the perimeter here, trying to open up that lane, look for that back cut. Kearney Catholic, they've run against it so many times that it hasn't been there much for the Blue Jays tonight. And they actually haven't really tried to do it much. There they run off a screen to Anderson, kicks it on the wing to Saborn for the three, and he's hot tonight. Trevor Saborn with his third three and 15 points, and the lead is back to 13, 42-29. 5 of 13 is what I have Ravenna for from three-point land, 4 of 10 for Kearney Catholic. They hit three last quarter, or they wouldn't have scored anything. Lease comes into the paint, and they're going to call it for a walk. He got Baronic in the air, made the shot, but it is a travel. The second of the half on Kearney Catholic, the 13th of the game. Ravenna only had one turnover last quarter. They've got nine. Well, again, Ravenna had to come from behind to tie Kearney Catholic the first time these teams play, and eventually send it to double overtime. Now the Stars have their handful against the unbeaten Jays. Down 13 with 7 minutes to go. Again, Gibbon was leading 43-38 over Donovan Trumbull after three quarters in the consolation game. Early tonight, the Ravenna girls beat Ord. Here tonight, Centura won the girls' championship. Baronic in the paint. He's working his way in. He gets double-teamed. He gets triple-teamed. He gets fouled. Each team had four fouls in the third quarter, and they're going to say this is a shooting foul. No, I didn't think so. It's going to be on David Squires, though, and that is his fourth. He's the only player in foul trouble right now. Jays ball underneath their hoop. They'll box the lane. Baronic trying to get free here off a couple of screens. Hanging with him is Hoosman. He catches up top of the circle. Over to Wilkie. Boy, Hoosman and Baronic are really fighting here, and I think we're going to get a foul called. And it looks like this one is going to be on Hoosman. And I would imagine if they keep that up, the next one will be on Baronic. Again, Loomis and Overton were tied at 36 at the end of three in the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Tournament Championship on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Final week of the regular season, and this is tournament time, conference style, into Cremosta. Ravenna trying to find Baronic. They get him in the left-hand corner, posted up Wilkie, covered by Holtmeyer. Back up top, Anderson swings it right side to Saborn. All over him is Colling. One dribble, trying to get it to Baronic, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. A lot of reaching, a lot of punching. At the basketball, at least. Baronic to throw it in. The original starting five on the floor here for Ravenna. That means Saborn, Anderson, Baronic, Wilkie, and Cremosta. And up top with it is going to be Saborn. Stars figure that their defense has to be perfect here if they're going to get the ball back. And Ravenna's just done a great job there. They tried the back cut to Baronic, but Lees had the passing lane covered. Out to the right elbow, Anderson. Back to Cremosta. Again, great defense by the Stars, but they're just not. And now Lees and Baronic are fighting. We're going to get a double foul. The crowd's complaining. The coaches complaining. We're going to get a double foul. Baronic and Lees each pushing off. So for Alex Lees, that'll be his second. For Connor Baronic, that'll be his second. And then I believe you go to the jump ball, which means it would be Kearney Catholic basketball on a double foul. So the Stars get the ball. We told you. I told you a moment ago if they keep it up. And they did. So they're going to try and stop that right here. Holtmeyer ball across the timeline. Hands it off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald down the middle of the lane. Takes it to the rack. Puts up the runner. It just won't go. Rebound, Baronic. Foul, Fitzgerald. Connor with his eighth rebound. And Fitzgerald got his arm caught up in there trying to get the rebound. And for Keegan, that'll be his first personal foul. But it's the seventh team foul, so we walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Baronic just 2 points here in the half, has nine. He's 0 of 1 at the line, 8 points, eight rebounds. 9 points, eight rebounds, two blocks. And Baronic back to the line, averages 23.5 points per game. He's an 84% free throw shooter. I must have seen everyone he missed this year because it ain't many. And the free throw is on the way and in. 10 points now for Connor. 43-29. Ravenna leads it by 14 with 5:40 to go in the basketball game. And the second free throw up and in. He was 107 out of 127 coming into the game tonight. Missed his 21st free throw of the year earlier this evening. And the lead is now 15, 44-29. The Stars have just been shut down basically since the first quarter. Up ahead, Strite. Strite just takes it at the hoop, but nothing's going in. I don't think Kearney Catholic's made one shot in the paint. And Saborn comes running out of there with a basketball in this second half anyway. They don't have a two-point field goal. They've got 2 two-point buckets since the first quarter. Saborn up top, tries the back cut. The pass deflected away by Colling. The steal is made. 10th turnover, Ravenna. Strite picks it up, brings it to the free throw line, but now looks back. Now into the paint to Holtmeyer. Give and go right back to him, but Baronic is waiting out top to Lease. He has to catch and fire it so quickly that it's no good, and the rebound is brought down by Trevor Saborn. He's hitting the boards a little bit better here tonight. And at the other end, layup up and in. Tyson Anderson with 7 points, and it's 46-29. Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease has all three of his full-length timeouts, but right now, nothing's going right. The ball knocked away. Stars are going to bring in Squires. They're going to bring in James, and they'll bring in Hoosman. Ravenna will bring in Armstrong and Irvine, but doesn't look like we're going to have to stay any extra time tonight. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we're done, the Misco Sports Post Game Show, we'll talk to the two coaches, give you the final stats. Lease off the screen. Ravenna's done such a good job switching tonight to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer got tripped up. Cutter not there. Now James is open. Three-pointer by Brett, though, is no good. And Saborn goes up and grabs the rebound. All six of them that I have for him are here in the second half of play. Now he looks at a three, doesn't take it. Swings it over to Baronic. Connor back up top to Anderson. Paints open. Goes by Lease. Dishes it off to Irvine. Six-footer. Dances out. No good. And Trace Armstrong powers his way in. Grabs the board and scored. Armstrong found his seam on the left baseline. 48-29. A 9-0 run to start the quarter. We're halfway through, and the Stars are going to call a timeout. But this one is over. 3:48 to go in the basketball game. Ravenna 48, Kearney Catholic 29. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Championships brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on, always.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back, everyone. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Again, thanks to all the fine folks here at St. Paul, including Athletic Director Rick Peters, and, of course, to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Looks like Kearney Catholic will take home a pair of runner-up trophies here from the conference tournament. Centura won the girls game 50-48. Ravenna leads with 3:45 to go in the boys game 48-29. Kearney Catholic ball out of the timeout. Fitzgerald looks for the cutter. Lee sees in the paint, goes into the corner. Hoosman, he's been the only one that can score, and he scores again. Three more for Brian Hoosman. He's got 17, and that's the first bucket of the fourth quarter at the 3:30 mark for Kearney Catholic, 48-32. Baronic, Hoosman tries to knock it out of his hands. He does, but it's out of bounds off of him. The Stars will go to 16-4. Ravenna will go to 19-0. Inbound to Anderson. Swings it right side. Open three. Irvine, it's good. Garrett Irvine with his second bucket of the basketball game. 51-32. Ravenna. Kearney Catholic ball into the front court. Stutter dribble calling. Takes it to the baseline. And again, they finally make one, but you got to wave it off. The two or three times that the Stars have made something underneath, there's been a foul beforehand. That's on Trace Armstrong, his second, sixth team foul, so the Stars have to throw it in again. 3:05 to go. Up top they go to Fitzgerald, top of the circle. Over on the wing to Colling. Long three, off the rim, up, no good. Rebound, Connor Baronic will get number nine. And Baronic makes the pass up ahead to Anderson in the front court, three on two, but he'll roll it out, slow it down. With 2:45 to go, Saborn traps, Saborn fouled. Colling and Fitzgerald, they'll call it on Tyson Colling, his second, but it is the eighth team foul. So Trevor Saborn will go to the foul line. He has got 15.6 rebounds. He's got 2 for 2 from the line. Saborn averaging 14 points a ball game, 75% free throw shooter and a half. And he will make the first one to help the average. The Bisco Sports postgame show coming your way when we're done. 2:43 to go in a game. And a second free throw now. It's a 20-point lead, 52-32. And it's no good. Rebound tip, but picked up by Tyson Colling. This isn't quite what they did to Donovan Trumbull, but it's close. Fitzgerald drives, misses. Rebound put back up and in by Connor Stripe. That is the first two-point bucket of the second half for Kearney Catholic. Comes at the 2:30 mark of the fourth quarter, 52-34. So this will not come down to the last shot of the game like our girls did, but still two great teams. And Ravenna, as we said last week, is playing its best ball of the year. Saborn drives against Squire. Shot's no good. He slaps the rebound. Back out to Trace Armstrong, to Anderson, drives underneath to Irvine. He's got the layup up and in. So they just continue to play and work hard. 54-34, Ravenna, 2 minutes to go. Fitzgerald right side, guarded by Irvine, comes to the baseline, then throws it all the way across court. They finally get it to Strite. Now back over to Fitzgerald. Up top, Squires. He gets a three away. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Trace Armstrong, his sixth of the ball game. And then Ravenna trapped in the backcourt. Baronic says, let's call a timeout, because we can. 1:39 to go in the basketball game. It's all Ravenna here in the second half, 54-34 over Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back. Tomorrow basketball here on Classic Hits, back to Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic hosting Centura. The doubleheader gets underway a little after 6. Stars then play Loup City on Thursday. Then that's it for the girls. The boys still have Adams Central next week. And for Kearney Catholic, they are playing defense. Baronic makes the long pass, almost intercepted by Fitzgerald, but it's picked back up there, and Baronic will have it again over to Saborn as they try to run the clock out. Donovan Trumbull makes a heck of a run in the fourth quarter. Ooh, Baronic got caught up there. Goes down to the floor, but pops right back up after the foul. Donovan Trumbull takes third, 56-48 over Gibbon. holding Gibbon to 5 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring him 18-5. 56-48, Donovan Trumbull takes third. Ravenna Girls took third tonight over Ord, 57-45. That was the third foul on Brian Hoosman. Ninth team foul, but I believe they call this on the shot, so Baronic will be at the line to shoot two. And the first one is on the way, and it is good. 12 points for Baronic, well below his season average, but they didn't need him tonight. This team averaging over 80-some points their last five, six games. Second free throw, also good. But it was their defense. That's the story tonight. The defense of Ravenna, 56-34. Leading Kearney Catholic. This will be the biggest win of the series for a little while. Into the corner, Hoosman kicks it out to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald tries that three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. We've got an over-the-back foul. Alex Lee's trying to get it away from Connor Baronic. And, you know, the one thing is, this will be the final meeting between these teams for all these seniors, and they have had some really good battles. Kearney Catholic, not as many seniors with Colling, Petrie, and Fitzgerald. And for Ravenna, of course, you got Saborn and Anderson and Baronic and Cremosta and Wilkie, all their starters. Vogt, Armstrong, Irvine, Miller, all seniors. Free throw on the way, two shots because it's the 10th foul. And Baronic padding his stats here in the fourth quarter with these free throws. And now checking in will be Blake Cremosta, Sid Techmeyer, Trace Armstrong. Both teams going to clear the bench, but we've seen most of these kids. Irvine in. Now here comes Alec Cremosta as Baronic hits them both. 6-for-6 at the line of the fourth quarter. He'll finish with 15 points, 57-34. Kearney Catholic, they don't bring in anybody that we haven't seen already. Holtmeyer, Moore, James, Petrie, and Stripe. A minute to go, driving in Moore, and as he went right down the middle of the lane, a foul will be called on the Blue Jays. It's going to be Trace Armstrong, his third, and two free throws coming up for Matt Moore. He had a bucket in the first quarter, and that's been it. So Moore puts the free throw up, and it will not fall. Matt averaging about 4 points a game. But Kearney Catholic just not able to get it going tonight offensively. Great defense, that's the reason, Ravenna. They just didn't give them many looks. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Irvine. Didn't matter how fast the Stars move or how many screens they ran off of, there was always a hand there, and now the ball's turned over. Steal made, Kearney Catholic has it. Strike comes in out of control, just throws it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Alec Cremosta. 40 seconds to go. Outlet pass stolen away by Colin Petrie. Gives it to James, runs in. Another runner that won't go. Rebound ends up in the hands of Alec Cremosta. All the short shots that Kearney Catholic has missed, though, would make this a lot closer game. And we've got a whistle and a foul at the other end on the Stars with 24 seconds remaining. Don Lease will not want to look at the shot chart, especially inside the paint tonight. I don't keep the misses or the shot chart that way, but if I were to guess, in the paint tonight, Kearney Catholic has to be about 2-for-20. Free throw is up by Sid Techmeyer. It is no good. In now for Ravenna, Amon Miller, Tom Siskowski, Jake Vogt, Paul Bauer. For the final few seconds of this championship, and Ravenna will be able to bring home another first-place trophy after not getting it last year. Second free throw no good by Techmeyer. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. 20 seconds to go. Up ahead, Stride. He sees an open three. He fires. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Paul Bauer. Outlet pass. They get it down to Miller, and Miller runs into a photographer. The pass was too deep. He wasn't going to be able to get the shot away, so he tried to save it in bounds and fell on his wrist, but no good, and Kearney Catholic's got 10 seconds to get another shot. Moore up to James. James gives it up to Strite. Fakes the three, gets it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives, layup is good at the horn, and that is the end of the basketball game. And because it wasn't a last-second effort, not a whole lot of emotion shown out there as the Ravenna Blue Jays act like it's just a regular season contest, and they take care of business tonight. Downing Kearney Catholic 57-36, by far the Stars' lowest output of the year. The previous lowest output was 48 in the 54-48 loss to McCook. So only the second time that Kearney Catholic's been held under 50 points. this year. We'll be back with all the final numbers, coaches' interviews, and more on the Ravenna Center on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Well, they've closed the retail location, but that doesn't mean that they have stopped serving you. They'll continue to service the schools, the organizations, and clubs of the area like they have the last 40 years. Misco Sports, 5736 Ravenna, and we are joined by head coach Paul Baronic. Paul, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I know anytime you don't win it, it seems like it's been 20 years since you have won it.
I know. Well, last year our guys kind of took a little offense to, you know, the previous 8 years before that, we were in the finals, you know, so we kind of like being in the finals yet. You know, that's kind of a nicer place. And winning it is a little bit more frosting on the cake, especially against a good team like Kearney Catholic. You know, they're just a very, very good basketball team, coached well by Don Lease, and they just play hard. They're a good basketball team.
We've mentioned this. We talked about it after Donovan Trumbull. Don Lease talked about it after they beat Gibbon. You guys have made even more improvement, it seems like. And that showed tonight. What was different between this game and the first game where you had to come back and win in double overtime?
Well, again, you know, getting out and guard instead of allowing, you know, draw and pitch threes. You know, we can't sink as much as we normally would do on some other teams. You got to show and then get back to your man as soon as you can. Easier said than done because Kearney Catholic is just a machine at it. So, you know, we felt like if we could guard the three, we would have a good chance of winning the basketball game. But secondly, probably the biggest thing was defensive rebounding, because if you've seen Kearney Catholic ever play, they're just murderous on the offensive glass, and they're very, very good at it. So that was another huge thing for us tonight. Maybe we got a few more than them. I don't even know, and it doesn't really matter. It just seems like we did a pretty good job of keeping them off the glass.
Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned this, especially throughout the second half, they hardly ever got an open look. They were frustrated when they took the ball into the paint because Connor was there in the first half, and maybe not so much in the second half, but they weren't layups and jump shots. They were floaters. They were teardrops. Was this your best defensive effort of the year?
Yeah, it had to rank right up there with Minden, and that's beating two good teams right there. You know, they're going to be both in the same sub-district, and they're just some really good teams in that sub-district, but That has to rank up there with the Minden game and the way we executed the game plan defensively. And you got to give our guys credit, because I can say all I want, but it makes no difference. It means what they do and what they get. And the guys really did a great job with that.
There wasn't a whole lot of emotion when the final buzzer sounded. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, it's just, I wouldn't say it's unfinished business. It's just business. And that's the way our guys, we're not a big rah-rah group. There's times we get excited, like tonight. I mean, how can you not get excited when the lights go off and, you know, they're playing, you know, the Tunnel Walk song, you know. It's just hard not to get, you know, jacked up about that. Even our guys who are stoic in some cases actually got a little jacked. So, yeah, you know, I don't know about unemotional. I suppose there's a lot of internal celebrating. You know, we just feel like it's a journey. And, yeah, it's great to win the conference tournament. We're happy as a stinking lark in Nebraska. But, you know, we just feel like it's just another stepping stone to the big, you know, crazy talk stuff, crazy goals, crazy things like winning it all, you know. And that's just crazy talk. We don't put the cart ahead of the horse, but we do talk about the journey, and that's really important to these guys.
Do you like Kearney Catholic? You have to bounce back right away tomorrow night. St. Paul comes into your house. Then you go to Adams Central.
And two trap games, you know, they really are. St. Paul has been playing great basketball. You know, they got a great young coach right now and then doing things. Not that the old Peters didn't do a very good job, but I'll tell you what, he's got them going, man. And, you know, and then Adams Central has been sitting around just stewing for days, you know, so it's not good. You know, it's just not good, but we're going to relish the challenge, and we're going to try to do the best we can and play with that kind of same defensive notion, I guess, would be for a term that an art teacher could come up with.
I guess it's went right past me. You guys aren't playing in the Hoops Classic this year.
No, and you know what? 2020 hindsight, we were thinking crap, and then now we're thinking good deal because that would have been four games in 6 days or something ridiculous. So, you know, we just didn't get things lined up, and Tino was apologetic about it. Yeah, we just didn't work hard to get each other a game that we both wanted or could have done. So, you know, our guys will miss that atmosphere a little bit because that's kind of it's a wing dinger. That's a fun one, you know, because the locker rooms are neat. The festivities are neat. I get to sit in the suites up there because, you know, people allow trailer court trash to show up there sometimes. So, you know, it's a neat deal, you know. It's just great. And, you know, I'm gonna be there. I'm going to be there all day. So I'm going to get my bag of popcorn and maybe go into the hospitality room and try to sneak my way into there and act like I'm somebody.
Get there early.
And, yeah, because I already put a dent in the St. Paul one. There ain't, you know, so.
had one?
You poor guy. You never get to do anything. One of these newspaper guys would never bring up a bowl of soup. It really helped.
Well, Paul, it was a very doctor-like taking a part of Kearney Catholic tonight. Congratulations on
Thank
the
you.
Win. And we'll see you in the postseason.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the coverage. As always, the best.
Thanks,
in around or anywhere. It doesn't matter. ESPN could even hold your bag. All right.
Thanks for the kind words, Paul.
All right, buddy.
Paul Baronic, head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll talk with Don Lees and look at the final stats right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A final from the Fort Kearney Conference Championship, 54-50. Loomis knocks off Overton for the second time this season. So only three losses for Overton, but two of them are to Loomis, and Loomis is back on top of the FKC as champions. And earlier tonight, the girls game, Overton, a 63-59 winner over Amherst. in the girls' championship game. Let's take a look now at the final stats. Still awaiting Coach Don Leese. The players are out, but I don't see the coach quite yet. This is not his favorite time. It's been a while since Kearney Catholic has gotten beaten by this soundly of a 21-point deficit. But these teams will have to meet again, and as Coach Baronic said, now they have to get ready to take on the fine folks in Minden, most likely, with Adams Central and St. Cecilia and Gibbon all in the same sub-district. That's just unfair is all that is. So let's take a look now at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. They had 8 players score. The problem was only one scored more than 4, and that was Brian Hoosman, 17 points and a rebound. Matt Moore, 2 points and a rebound. Blake Holtmeyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Brett James hit a pair of free throws for his 2 points. He had 1 rebound. Connor Strike, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Keegan Fitzgerald, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Alex Leese was held scoreless tonight, and that's something after what had happened the first time these teams played. He did have 4 rebounds. Tyson Colling, 3 points, 4 rebounds, and David Squires, 4 points, a rebound, and a block. 8 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 1 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 12 in the second half, or 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, after committing 11 in the first half, I have the Stars for only 2 in the second half, but their shooting percentage had to be around 20%, especially from 2-point land. It would have been closer to 9 or 10%. 18 points at each half for Kearney Catholic. They're held to a season low, 36 points, 18 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 17 from 3-point land, 1 block and 13 turnovers. Kearney Catholic is 16-4 and will host Centura tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. Then they have to go to Loup City Thursday, and on the 17th they're at Adams Central. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Ravenna right after this.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And our Misco Sports postgame show continues here with a look at the final numbers now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They had a total of 7 players score, led tonight by Trevor Saborn. He led them in the semis. He leads them in the finals. 16 points, 6 rebounds. Alec Cremosta, 2 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Baronic, 15 points, game-high 9 rebounds and 2 blocks. Mark Cremosta hit a 3-point bucket for his total. He had 1 rebound. Trace Armstrong, 2 points, 6 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Garrett Irvine, 7 points and a rebound. And Paul Bauer had 1 rebound in the basketball game. 10 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. And you heard Coach Paul Baronic talk about it here in our post-game chat, how his ball club hit the boards a lot better tonight than they did in the first meeting between the teams. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 7 of 11 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, and 5 in the second half of play. For Ravenna, they had 28 points in the first half. They scored 29 in the second half. It just seemed like they scored a lot more the way they were playing defense. 57 points, 31 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 13 turnovers, and Ravenna is back on top of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament as they're a perfect 19-0 with a 57-36 victory over the Kearney Catholic Stars. And up next for Ravenna, they will host St. Paul tomorrow and play at Adams Central on Thursday, then wrap up the regular season hosting Ord on the 17th. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this on the Visco Sports postgame show.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back on the Visco Sports Postgame Show chatting with Kearney Catholic coach Don Lease, whose run as conference tournament champion came to an end tonight, but still 16-4 on the season. Just wasn't your night, coach. Ravenna played outstanding basketball, hardly gave you any open looks tonight. And then when you finally got a couple open looks, the kids were so excited to have an open look, the ball wouldn't go in the hole for them.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, they took advantage of their open looks, Doug. When they got open looks, they hit the shots. When we got open looks, you know, it rattled in and out, those types of things. And, you know, the kids got frustrated because the shots weren't going down. And all of a sudden, you know, we had it at 10 points in the, you know, fourth quarter to all of a sudden, you know, they got 4 offensive rebounds and putbacks to push it to 18. You know, and, you know, we picked off a couple of passes, go in for layups and miss them. Those types of things, you know, and the kids got a little bit frustrated, but, you know, Ravenna's a good team, and you just got to, you know, when you get the open look, you got to be able to knock it down, and we didn't tonight.
What do you do after something like this happens? You've got some basketball games left to play. You've got a good basketball team. You don't have to face Ravenna again, but you're going to have to face teams, you hope, as good as Adams Central again, well, Adams Central for the first time in this case this year. Mm-hmm. Then they're in the district. St. Cecilia's in there. Minden's in there. Loup City gave you some troubles the first time yep. You guys met. You get them tomorrow or Thursday night. So, again, you look at the score and you're going to go, wow, Kearney Catholic didn't play well. Well, you've been playing well pretty much the whole season. Tonight just wasn't your night. So where do you go in practice? Well, you've got to play tomorrow. Where do you go after that?
You know, that's like I told the kids. I said I wasn't disappointed in our effort. I wasn't disappointed in some of the things we did out here tonight. I was disappointed in, you know, when we got down a little bit, our mentality – you know, went out the window. They mentally beat us on some things, and our kids have got to understand, you know, that's part of basketball. Sometimes the ball's not going to go in for you. You got to do other things. You know, and I thought we played very good defense on them. You know, we created some turnovers. We got some steals, but when we created the turnovers, we missed the layups, and that was just, you know, a bad shooting night. We got to come out tomorrow night. We got to execute a little bit better, and see what we can do tomorrow night. Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, the good thing is we got to let this one go and be ready to play tomorrow.
And the first time, I mean, this is – it went double overtime, but people forget how good a defensive effort you put on these guys the first time.
Yeah, you know, and it was the same kind of thing tonight, but we just didn't hit shots, Doug. We didn't hit the open shots when we had them. You know, we got to the hoop, you know, and we could drive by them and stuff. That wasn't the problem. The problem was, you know, you got Connor to contend with inside. And what I told him, you know, because Connor was guarding Hoosman a lot of times, and I think Hoosman had 20 points for us tonight, but, you know, he was the one that was hitting and stuff. But, you know, Connor had to come over a lot of times to help on the drive. And at times it was more like, I'm going to take on Connor instead of just go, okay, there he is, let's dish it off, let's make the easy shot, those types of things. And you know, I can't blame him. You know, at times you're going, hey, I'm going to drive hard, I'm going to drive to the hole, those types of things. And you know, things just didn't go for us tonight. Hopefully we get back on track tomorrow night.
Well, just from our perch, since you were shooting right below us the whole second half when it just wasn't going in, I can't remember a defensive effort like Ravenna had. It just seemed like no matter how hard you guys ran off screens or dished the ball, there was still always a hand in the face, and yep, it was almost rushing to try to get the shot off. And that's just, it was an amazing effort by the Jays defensively.
Yeah, it was. You know, that was one of their better defensive games, you know. But like I said, Doug, you know, we didn't capitalize on the open looks where they did. You know, if you looked at all the open looks that we had, they didn't go down for us, and all the open looks that they had went down for them. And, you know, but that's them. They can shoot the ball so well, and sometimes our kids shoot it and hope it goes in. They shoot it, and they know it's going in, and that's a big difference.
Well, let's see if we can start another winning streak tomorrow night. Yep. We'll see you back on the home court tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks, Don. Donnelly's Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll see them with Centura tomorrow night at Cope Gymnasium. Other scores from tonight, the Donovan Trumbull boys rallied from a five-point deficit in the fourth quarter to win it 56-48 over Gibbon in the consolation game. The girls' consolation game went to Ravenna tonight, 57-45 in their consolation game over Ord. The girls' championship game tonight was an outstanding one here. It went down to the final shot. Kearney Catholic missed an eight-footer at the buzzer, but it was a great game. 50-48 Centura, 19 points, 13 rebounds for Courtney Aiken, 15 points for Brooklyn Nitch. Kearney Catholic was led by Michaela Mestel with 20 points tonight. Megan Anderson, 8 points, 7 rebounds. In the Fort Kearney Conference, Loomis defeats the Overton boys 54-50, and in the girls' game, Overton defeated Amherst 63-59. And also tonight, the championship game, or not the championship, but the Kearney High boys fall to Class A, number one Omaha Central, 68-34. And I think that gets us through all the scores for tonight. Tomorrow night, of course, it's high school basketball, Centura at Kearney Catholic on the air right around 6 o'clock. Don't forget more basketball this week, the Heartland Hoops Classic, the first six games on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The final three games in the evening will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Also, the D3 District Wrestling Finals at 2 o'clock here on Classic Hits Saturday afternoon from Elm Creek. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, even though they have closed the retail store in Kearney, that doesn't mean they've went out of business. In fact, they're going to make it bigger and better than it has been the last 40 years as they continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have any questions about Misco's, 728-5261, their home office. Again, for Stacy, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Your champions in 2012, the Centura girls 50-48 over Kearney Catholic, the Ravenna boys 57-36 over the Stars. Have a good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261.